Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jake Williams.
Today we're going to be zooming in on Mark 13, verse 13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. There's a specific context here in Mark chapter 13. Jesus is speaking to his disciples about the end times. There's a lot we could discuss based on this passage. Mark 13:13 is a calling to endurance amidst difficulties. But this verse transcends, in a sense, this passage. We see it in so many different places in the Bible. Specifically in the New Testament, there are calls from Jesus to his followers for endurance. For example, as Jesus is speaking to his church in the first century, in the middle of persecution and temptations to worldliness, he tells them over and over again to endure with patience. There's this constant phrase, patient endurance. It's the same sentiment here in Mark 13:13. The one who endures to the end will be saved. And I want to just encourage you to think about what that word in your life means today. There's a sense in which God has called us to thrive and excel and run the race before us. These are words and phrases, images that we see in the Bible. But we also see endure on days when it's really hard to run. On days when we don't feel like we're thriving to endure, to patiently walk and trust in God when it's hard, when it's difficult, when despair or darkness seems to be setting in and surrounding you. Maybe on a particular day, over many days or months or years, to endure in the middle of it all. The one who endures to the end will be saved. How do you endure? You know that your endurance is not the end of the story. You endure when you know that your salvation is the end of the story. You endure when you know that darkness is not the end of the story. Deliverance is the end of the story. That light's coming in even when you can't see it. When you're in the middle of the tunnel, light is coming. The one who endures to the end will be saved. In other words, and I just want to encourage you to hold on to this, if you're in challenging, dark, despairing days, know that challenges are not the end, and darkness is not the end, and despair is not the end. Mark 13:13 reminds us that of the joyful unfolding of history, that in Christ you always have hope and you always have strength to endure, and you have patience to endure and love to endure. And God promises you everything you need, peace, help to endure all the way to the end. And as we move past the end of this life, a life awaits us in Christ better than anything we can imagine. If you've ever been on the coast in a storm and you see waves coming in, hitting rocks, sometimes the waves are so large that they cover a particular rock and you think, well, that's the end of that rock. But when the waves recede, the rock is still there. It hasn't budged an inch. A person who endures in Christ is like that. No matter what is thrown at you, you know that it will not make you lose your footing. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the ultimate darkness was coming down on him, and he knew it was coming, he didn't abandon you. He died for you. If Jesus Christ didn't abandon you in his darkness, the ultimate darkness, why would he abandon you now in yours? The end will be, there will be no more sin, no more sorrow, suffering, no more difficulties, no more crying, pain, no more tears. He will wipe every single one of those from your eyes. The end will be glorification. The end will be you with God, dwelling with God, free from all these things, to enjoy him and his family forever and eternity. So endure today in view of that. God, we pray, Mark 13:13, for every single person listening right now, and especially those who are walking through all kinds of challenges, for those who are just fighting certain temptations to sin right now. We pray for their endurance in the battle against sin. We pray for endurance in the battles of suffering and difficulty and despair. Lord, we pray for endurance today and for new mercy tomorrow, to endure tomorrow, and for new mercy the next day and the next day, to endure all the way till the end, as we trust in where the end is going. That suffering and difficulty and despair and darkness will not have the last word. God, we pray that we would be counted by your grace, by your power at work within us, counted among those who endure to the end and who are saved. And God, we pray this especially for the brothers and sisters who, much like in the context here in Mark 13, are being persecuted for their faith.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.